This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up, part three of a series on the looming eviction crisis from the Mountain West News Bureau. Today, we hear about some local and state-level solutions. Plus, Scott Franz reports from the state capitol on Governor Jared Polis extending his executive order delaying some evictions in Colorado. First, here's KVNF News Director Jody Peterson with headlines.
The Western Slope made national news last week, and not in a good way. The Washington Post reported that several counties in western Colorado and eastern Utah have warmed more than 2 degrees Celsius, which is about 4 degrees Fahrenheit. That's double the global average of warming. The counties form a climate change hotspot of about 30,000 square miles, the largest such hotspot in the lower 48, according to the Post. The Western Slope snowpack is shrinking and also melting earlier each year, which lets the ground absorb more heat and more water then evaporates. Average flow in the Colorado River has dropped nearly 20% over the past century, half of which is due to warming temperatures, say scientists. Records kept by early white settlers show that around the end of the 19th century, Delta County's climate was about 4 degrees Fahrenheit cooler than it is today. Other hotspots in the U.S. include South Central Oregon and Southern California, north of L.A. Scientists don't yet know why some areas are warming faster than others. Meanwhile, as the climate heats up, local businesses and agriculture scramble to adapt. Powderhorn Mountain Resort on Grand Mesa just announced a new energy-efficient snowmaking project to expand its snowmaking for next season. The amount of water that the resort uses for snowmaking, which comes from a reservoir on Grand Mesa, will be increased by 2,000 gallons per minute next season. Studies have found that about three-quarters of the water used in snowmaking at ski areas returns to rivers and creeks as spring runoff, while a quarter of it is lost to evaporation or sucked up by plants. Delta County Public Health is investigating a COVID-19 outbreak site. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has informed the county's health department of an outbreak at El Tapatio restaurant. An outbreak is defined as two positive cases at the same location within 14 days. Delta County Public Health and the state performed contact tracing on the cases. The restaurant is closed temporarily for deep cleaning, and affected staff are under isolation and quarantine orders, reports the Delta County Independent. The county has a total of 117 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with one death. For KVNF News, this is Jody Peterson.
Governor Jared Polis has extended his executive order delaying some evictions during the coronavirus pandemic, but as KVNF's Capitol coverage journalist Scott Franz reports, some residents don't think it goes far enough.
Zach Newman fears Colorado will see a spike in evictions this month because federal unemployment benefits have been cut and Congress has yet to reach a new stimulus deal. Newman started a group to help Coloradans who cannot afford to pay rent.
It's a frightening moment for a lot of people. Most renters in the state don't have access to a lot of savings. It's usually less than $1,000 in savings. A good number of them have been displaced due to job and economic losses related to COVID-19.
He says the state should extend its previous ban on evictions for a few more months. Instead, Polis's order requires landlords to give tenants a 30-day notice before evicting them, instead of the usual 10. It will last until early September. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Over the past couple of days, we've been exploring the eviction crisis across our region on the KVNF Regional Newscast. This past weekend, President Trump directed federal agencies to explore how they can help avoid mass evictions across the country, but it's unclear how or if that will help. Still, there are people on the state and local level coming up with solutions. The Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports.
Zach Newman is a lawyer in Colorado. He saw the eviction crisis coming and wanted to help.
I put up a Facebook message. I'm a lawyer, and I said if anyone's facing eviction or challenging landlord-tenant conversations, drop me a note. I'm happy to represent you for free.
He went to bed, didn't think much of it. Then the next day, he logged on and had about 500 messages.
And I was like, wow, there is something here.
So he started the Colorado COVID-19 Eviction Defense Project. It connects people facing eviction with pro bono lawyers. It also created a fund to help people pay rent.
You see in these cases where folks are evicted that when someone loses their housing, everything starts to go wrong. It's harder to keep your job. Your kids' performance in school, if they can even stay in school, goes down. Your health gets worse.
According to the nonprofit think tank, the Aspen Institute, nearly 23 million Americans are vulnerable to eviction by the end of September. Newman says the solution is simple. give people money now. But in the meantime, he's hoping by providing free legal services to renters, he might be able to help stave off at least some evictions.
When you get that first piece of paper, don't just move out. Go talk to a lawyer and see what your options are.
And that's not happening enough. One study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison estimates that in eviction court hearings, landlords have legal representation about 90% of the time. Meanwhile, tenants are represented about 10% of the time. That's a problem Rui Arango is also trying to solve. He helped create a citizen-led initiative that will be on Colorado's November ballot. If it passes,
it is going to provide free legal counsel to every single tenant who experiences eviction in the city of Boulder, regardless of age, immigration, or income. So that means literally, like, if you are evicted, you have the right to a free attorney.
Arango says he first heard of the idea after San Francisco passed a similar measure in late 2018. He thought it would be great in his city of Boulder, where he noticed evictions were on the rise.
A lot of folks think of places that are predominantly white, like Boulder, and that have a reputation as being wealthy places where people don't experience these hardships. That's all incorrect.
If the initiative gets voter approval in November, it will charge landlords $75 per year per unit. That money would then be used for legal services, eviction education, and even some rent relief for tenants, including those who are undocumented. Arango hopes this is just the beginning.
We're hoping that this takes off nationwide because the eviction epidemic is a nationwide epidemic, and we need more of these programs all throughout the country.
An eviction epidemic is not just sparking grassroots initiatives in our region. In Nevada, the treasurer's office just launched a rent relief program. It takes funds from the first federal stimulus program and gives them directly to renters in need. Zach Conine is the state's treasurer.
This is a grant program, not a loan program. So this money goes out the door. We are not expecting, nor do we want people to pay it back. We want them to be able to get on with their lives.
Any household that makes 120% of the annual median income of the area qualifies. Conine says based on the average Nevada rent, there are enough funds to cover 25,000 months worth of rent.
It's until we run out of money, and then we're going to fight as hard as we can to get more money from the federal government.
Treasurer's offices don't typically get involved with housing matters, but Conine says it's all about making the right investments during this historic time.
We're about taking an amount of money, putting it into a good idea, allowing it to grow, and allowing that growth to help people. And in this case, the best thing we can do from an investment perspective is diving in to help on the economic recovery side.
What those investments look like is up for debate, but with tens of millions of renters vulnerable to eviction, some kind of assistance will be needed to avoid mass homelessness. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.